Welcome to a high energy episode of Sandy and the Blowfish podcast. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the studio live. We are feeling good.
Feeling great.
It's been a big week in sports, entertainment, and news just in general, and we are here to talk about it. How are you boys feeling?
Feels good. Feels like we finally have stuff to talk about.
I know. It's real life. We are moving forward. So I would love to start with the NBA, because that has been the biggest story of the week of November 17th, which is when we are currently recording this, unsure of when it will be uploaded. the biggest move I'd say so far has been the Bucks, who are trying to angle their way into keeping Giannis beyond this. Many would say that they overpaid for both Bogdanović and Drew Holiday. How do you see this as courting Giannis, and where do you think that this goes, and what is their? Do you think that this is turning them into the title contender that they thought they were last year?
I think the Bucks are definitely trying to show Giannis they mean business. They are definitely cool with spending money, spending assets. I'm worried a little bit about their depth, because that was one of their biggest strengths, is they had depth. But the Lakers showed you don't need depth. So I kind of like the moves.
They currently have six players on their roster and no cap room.
So did the Lakers, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And two of them are Kyle Kuzma and
Danny
Green.
They upgraded in the positions they needed to upgrade in. They'll still be fun to watch.
No, I definitely agree. Another big thing that has been happening, or that has already happened, is Chris Paul to the Suns for many a pieces and a top 15 protected pick next year. What is the Suns' ceiling now that they have CP3 to go along with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton?
What do you know off the top of your head? What the Rockets play, or the Thunder placed with them last year?
The Thunder with Chris Paul were like the sixth seed, I believe.
Sixth seed? I think they're five or four seed.
Really?
I think the Suns have a better core than Thunder. I think it was CP3 that got him where they got him.
That is very true.
And now you get Devin Booker, who's better than CP3, in my opinion. Yeah. When it comes to scoring. And they still didn't give up. I don't think they gave up as much as the Bucks did.
No, not even close.
For an arguably not as good player. So I like the moves the Suns are making. I think this keeps Devin Booker around.
Dave, what do you think?
Thunder last year were fifth
seed
in the West. Okay. I think the Suns' ceiling is the four seed.
The four seed? So that means that they're overtaking one of the Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, and...
They'll overtake the Rockets.
Rockets who are gone.
Who are gone.
The Rockets are gone. Them versus the Nuggets are going to be interesting. I think the Warriors are in there. I think this is going to be big for Booker. It's going to be a fun season for Booker, but I don't see them being a title contender in the West.
Yeah, I definitely see them as like absolute peak. Everything goes perfectly. Western Conference semis.
They're tough out.
They're definitely going to be a tough out. And I just want to see DeAndre Ayton show what he showed at the end of last year. And Devin Booker, I think the reason why they did this, more than anything, they need to show Devin Booker a reason to stay.
Yeah, because the Timberwolves are calling.
Yeah, the
They've
super
got a good
team.
Starting
with him.
Five, though. The Suns look strong starting five. The only player they really need to show up at a high level is Ayton. And I think Chris Paul's the perfect player to really elevate to play.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I feel so bad for Ricky Rubio. That man is a pretty good point guard, and he's just going from place to place to place.
I don't feel bad for him, because he's getting millions of dollars to play basketball. But, also, he goes to the Thunder, and he gets to just be like, hey, I'm the biggest attraction here.
Yeah.
Well, it's another upside for the Thunder, given that Shai Gilgeous had Chris Paul to teach him for a year. Now he's going to have Ricky Rubio to kind of lead him again. He's had two great veterans to kind of be the point guard they're hoping he
Yeah, I think I really, it's one thing to collect all of these draft picks that the Thunder have. It's another thing to turn that into a star and to be able to actually do something with it, because Oklahoma City isn't really a free agent destination. So they're going to have to, I'm assuming they're trying to package one of these picks or any of these 17 million picks that they've gotten for a disgruntled star in the future.
I think they have 19 picks.
That's ridiculous.
16 in the next 6 years.
16 in
the
next 6 years.
That's insane.
Well, they could, and everybody loves draft picks. I think they're the most valuable item in NBA. It's the most valuable NBA currency. But, I mean, I would like to see them just try and build a team with the draft picks. I'd like to see them, like, build a team through the draft. You know, I'd like to see an old school. But, I mean, I feel like Oklahoma City's willing to wait.
Yeah.
And watch you build. They're like small market. They're like, we're just glad people know where we are. We'll watch you play basketball.
It might be more than that. It might be more than that with including second rounders. But 16, the 16 are just first rounders. That's three starting lineups that they can just try and get through the first round. Eventually, they'll package some deals. All they have to do is hit on like what, four of them, and they'll be back in a favorable position at the last.
I just think that the ability to take Chris Paul, who was sought at, he's the most paid player in the NBA right now, to turn that from a negative into a positive in such a short period of time, like, that is just so impressive and speaks a lot about the organization. But I would like to see them try to keep players and to see at some point they're going to actually have to build something with this organization. They're gonna have to do something. I mean, they have a young core, but even still, they just traded for Danny Green, the 28th pick, for what's his face? It was Schroeder, right?
Yeah, they gave up Schroeder.
They gave up Schroeder, which is somebody who I thought was gonna be a part of their long term core.
They got Kelly Oubre.
Wavy boy.
And they're about to get rid of Steven Adams.
Yeah, they're gonna get rid of Steven Adams.
I just think it's so funny that Kelly Oubre, he's the guy who started calling, like, they were like, he was the Valley, like, Valley Boys. They put him all on the city marketing. It was like him in a Lamborghini doing all the marketing. And then, boom, he gets kicked out right after immediately. That was right. So rude of the marketing team. I love it, though. So, speaking about the Thunder, basically, the number one reason why the Thunder are in this position, I'm not number one, but number two, is because of the Houston Rockets. And they have two disgruntled stars currently. Who do we think of Russell Westbrook and James Harden is most likely to be traded? And do you think that James Harden to the Nets deal that everybody is talking about now has any possibility of happening?
I think out of the two, I think James Harden's been more vocal on social media. And I think he's been more vocal in general about getting out of Houston. So I think he will leave. Do I think the Nets trade will happen? I mean, the NBA is crazy, and without Stern to like stop players from doing stuff like this, I think it might happen.
Yeah, I see both of them probably being moved, but I think Harden is going to be more of a scene like bolstering a team. Well, right now, I think a lot of it is Westbrook's looked as like taking a burdensome contract.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to be willing to trade anything of significant value. I was listening to Brian Windhorst on The Jump earlier, and he was saying the only, like Charlotte, for example, who is the only team that has like even had a conversation about Russell Westbrook so far, the best thing that has been offered is Nick Batum's expiring contract. That's
the trade I saw was Nick Batum, Terry Rozier, and Miles Bridges for Russ straight up.
But if you're, why would you do that if you're Charlotte?
Because he's a Jordan athlete.
Okay, and this isn't college ball. Like, I don't see how that's a big deal.
Charlotte's decisions are made by Michael Jordan, who does not care. He has 6 championship rings with the Chicago Bulls. He can do whatever he wants.
No, you're not wrong. I think that I would love to see Russell Westbrook have his own team because I think it's just funny to see and it's always entertaining to watch.
The Knicks exist.
I mean, I would love to see him on the Knicks. I just don't see any reason why. Like, the Knicks actually look like they're run well for the first time in a century.
Yeah, well, they still have the same owner.
Free agency
so that'll...
starts Friday, so we'll see.
They still have the same owner, so that'll change.
Free agency is always where the Knicks show their true colors.
It's true.
Okay. So I have a fun NBA comparison game that I want to show to you guys. So this is player one. Mm-hmm. Player one has played for 9 seasons.
Are you supposed to guess the player based on your description?
Sure.
Okay.
26 points per game, 3 rebounds, 5.7 assists, mm-hmm. 6-time All-Star, 2-time All-NBA, 1-time champion.
You said 23 points?
26 points a game.
Is this career average?
Yeah, that's their career stat line.
Is it Kyrie Irving?
Dave, do you have a guess?
That's what I was going to guess.
That is Kyrie Irving. All right, player number two. 15 seasons, 16 points a game, 4.3 rebounds, 6.3 assists, 1-time champion, 6-time All-Star, 2-time NBA. All-NBA.
One-time champion.
They play the same position?
They are the same position, yes.
Is it your boy Kyle Lowry?
Dave, your guess?
That makes sense.
It is Kyle Lowry.
Oh.
You know, I was thinking, because I was wondering how overvalued Kyrie is, and he has great numbers. He has a championship where, even though it was LeBron's team, he made the shot to win that series. Do you guys value Kyrie Irving as, like, the A-plus superstar that, I mean, everybody, like, KD and people are saying that he still is?
Okay. Here's my thing on Kyrie Irving. He's Odell Beckham Jr. of the NBA. You're like, he's really good. Because you look at this highlight, and you're like, yeah. But then you're like, he plays, like, the teams he plays for, they don't perform as well as you hope. And unless they have LeBron James leading the team. And, I mean, he's a great talent, but the way he plays basketball doesn't really correspond to how basketball's played today. It's a lot of quick, you're shooting the three, you're running back, and he just likes to dribble out the shot clock and take a contested layup, which is not as efficient. And I mean, it looks cool, but I don't think it's... I think he's a little overrated.
No, he hasn't even finished a season in 3 years or so.
And the hype around the Celtics, they had a lot of, and the team didn't work. The like locker room was bickering, and he leaves, and now the locker room loves each other again. It's like, you got to see it.
Yeah, I would say he's overrated. He's really lucky he's boys with Kevin Durant, because that's what's going to keep him in Brooklyn. I mean, if I was KD and had the choice of Kyrie or Harden, probably pick Harden.
Okay, so this brings me to my next point. Feelings completely aside, KD's friendship means absolutely nothing. If you are the 76ers and you are the Brooklyn Nets, would you trade Kyrie for Ben Simmons straight up?
If we were the...
if you're the Nets.
If I'm the Nets, if I'm KD... Is that what you're asking?
No, KD's feelings don't matter.
Well, KD's feelings don't matter to me because I'm the GM. I don't. Yes, I'm not KD. Okay.
Will he leave if we make a decision that makes him mad?
No, I'm just saying that hypothetically, KD doesn't. His boy
stays.
KD's staying no matter what. He's gonna be as happy as Kevin Durant could possibly be.
Well, as long as he has his burner phones, he'll be happy. I think Ben Simmons pairs better with KD and the Brooklyn team. He can facilitate the shooters, and KD doesn't really have to handle as much as he may have to.
Yeah, I agree. I would make the trade. I mean, Kevin Durant can handle the ball himself. Kevin Durant doesn't need a guy to take the shot clock down and try to rush the pass. He was just on a team not so long ago where everybody on the floor except Draymond could pretty much dribble.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need a guy to be ball dominant. I think with Ben Simmons, they can kind of split it. There's a lot of things they can do instead of trying to run the offense through Kyrie.
And Ben's better defender and could help him on the back end with his Achilles injury.
No, definitely. Give more just spacing and not crowding, like, give him the opportunity to, like, get open in space. I think that would be really good for him.
People won't be hammering on Ben Simmons for not shooting a three when they have Kevin Durant taking most of the three-point shots.
Very good.
And Joe Harris.
And if the Nets were then move on, were then to do that and then get Ben Simmons and then somehow get James Harden, I think that's an even better pairing.
Oh, yeah.
Than James Harden, Kyrie.
Okay, we're going to do one last thing, and then we have a lot of NFL to talk about, so we'll move on. But my last question is, what team that hasn't made a splash so far, or even if they have, do you expect to make the biggest splash in the draft / free agency in the next 8-ish days or so, when free agency opens and the draft has happened?
I think it will be the Bucks, because they're going to have to put a lot to get Giannis to stay. So I think the contract that Giannis signs will be the big splash.
You think he's going to sign before the beginning of the season?
I think the Bucks are gearing up to sign him right now.
Yeah.
So I think the offer is going to be something insane.
Yeah, it's going to be the super duper max or whatever they can
I think he'll be the... I know how Harden didn't take his extension, and that would have made him the first NBA player to make $50 million a year. Mm-hmm. I think Giannis is getting that, at least.
I think the team that's going to have to make a splash is Houston. I mean, the draft is tomorrow. They need to make a move with James Harden while there's still something tangible to get. I mean, they can get small pieces, but they're in a hard rebuild.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure, while everyone's got the draft on the mind, it's a draft pick. So I think they're going to have to make big moves. So I think they'll make the most of the splashes.
I think the Warriors have been extremely quiet. And I think with the number 2 pick plus they don't have a lot of cap space, but I think that they very much have the chance to move back in the draft, maybe get an Aaron Gordon type player, just an additional, they can get a starter this year that will help them win, and then they can also move back to what everybody is calling like a really stacked middle of the draft, move to that, I think, like 14 position where they're at. I think the Warriors would be in a really good position if they can make like trade like that to move back a little bit and get a starter this year. Also, I think the Mavericks are gonna try to package that 18th pick with something, and they're gonna go for at least like a Buddy Hield type player, something to space the floor out a little bit with Zinger and Luka.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was great NBA talk. Appreciate it as always. We're going to move over to the NFL real quick. And I have another game of Guess the Player.
Awesome.
So this Perfect. Is quarterback number one.
Quarterback.
In the last 2 weeks, 58% passing, 510 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. You guys know who that quarterback is?
Well, Drew Lock threw 4 interceptions on Sunday.
Yes.
I think it might be him. Because 58, he is throwing his passing percentage.
I'm gonna say Drew. Okay. Dave?
I'm gonna say Nick Foles.
It's neither. It's Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Nick Foles only has 1 touchdown in the last 3 weeks.
I knew it wasn't many, but I knew the interception number sounded about right.
Okay.
Next quarterback. 60% passing, 473 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
No rushing yards?
There are rushing yards. I didn't put them, though. Those are just passing based.
Is it Lamar?
Dave?
Is it Daniel Dimes?
It's neither. It's Jake Luton. The savior of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He made him competitive in Green Bay.
Okay.
He looks nice. I like him. Yeah.
So, I heard this spot on NFL Live before I left, and it's been living in my head rent-free ever since. Is Danny Dimes the best quarterback in the NFC East right now?
I think by default, he is. Because I'm not going to say he's better than former Apollo star.
Redhead Rifle?
Garrett Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
And Dalton's just now practicing, but it's been Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah.
Double G. Carson Wentz is just playing awful. He looks like he's from North Dakota State. And Alex Smith is, Alex Smith, comeback player of the year.
Just doing that because they're being nice? Because it should be Big Ben, right?
It should be Big Ben, but he threw for like 300 yards and he almost lost his life.
The Steelers are 8-0!
Yeah, but Big Ben didn't lose his life.
Alex Smith shouldn't be able to walk.
Alex Smith hasn't played in 700 days.
Nah, y'all are too much in your feelings. Like, I get it. He's playing fine. He broke his leg. Oh, I almost died. Get out of here. The Steelers are 9-0. It's Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But I'm just thinking about the people who are voting, not me.
Ah, that's lame.
Okay. I'd rather be right.
I know they're going to give it to him, but why? Why?
I don't know.
The fact that he has taken any snaps after taking that hit.
It's impressive.
Ridiculous.
Like, I'm happy for him.
Comeback player of the year as a
They haven't won a, they won
job.
What? A game with
the
him?
Best story.
No, they didn't haven't won a game with him.
I saw the documentary. It was lovely.
They lost to the Lions.
Yeah, they haven't won a game with them. Comeback player of the year. Can't even win a game.
Okay.
Play in the NFL. That's enough.
Playing in the NFL.
Okay.
He's a player.
I can walk. I'm not the comeback player of the year.
Did you almost lose your leg?
No, but I could have.
Okay. Let's not do this hypothetical game.
Alex Smith will win it, but right now Danny Dimes is playing the best.
He's playing the best. He's finally not afraid to run into the end zone. I think he's got better rushing yards or rushing yards per carry than Lamar this year.
Yeah.
Most of that's because he had a 90-yard run that he tripped over. Still, he runs well.
Throws a couple of good passes.
Always
consistent, but every now and again you go, wow, I can see why they drafted him.
I haven't checked the math, but I think you just need like 4 wins to go to the playoffs this year out of the NFC.
Because the Eagles have like I think it's like the 3rd hardest strength of schedule, 5th?
Oh, no, they play the NFC East twice a year. They can't.
No,
have
but they only
schedule.
Have like 2 NFC East games left.
Oh, I don't know, but I don't think their strength schedule is that hard.
The Eagles, because the next few games they're playing Packers, Tampa Bay, and I'm sure there's more. I saw it earlier, and I was like, oh, cool. They're going to win 5 games.
The Giants are going to the playoffs.
I think they might.
Good for Danny. And good for the wild card team that gets a bye week.
Yeah.
It might be Tampa Bay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Tampa Bay might pass the Saints now that Drew Burt is on the sideline.
No, but
it looks like the Eagles play like Seattle and Green Bay and New Orleans. So
schedule's not easy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Seattle is the worst defense in football. They're not going to win the game. We should at least see something positive from Carson.
Oh, we've been saying that for weeks.
Dude, he played the Giants. And he didn't score.
No.
He wasn't even close.
He didn't score. He had 2 picks.
He didn't throw I don't think he completed a pass on 3rd down.
That's Chicago Bears football.
No, but like Nick Foles would complete passes. They just would be way short.
They'd be 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
He didn't complete a single pass on 3rd down.
Yeah.
Nothing
that
short,
is pretty rough.
Nothing anything.
Yeah, I'm tired of the NFC East.
Our thoughts on the NFC East could be summarized with
gross.
I'm really excited to see them in the playoffs.
I will love to see them beat someone, and it's going to be really stupid.
If Danny Dimes,
it'll be one of those
Eli playoff
years
win?
Where they're a wild card team and they win the whole thing.
Eli can at least win 8 games.
You win the Super Bowl with a 4-win season? That's incredible.
Hell yeah. That's what you want to see.
Goodness. Okay, we're going to shift away from the gross NFC East. It looks like we're down to about 4 or 5 legitimate MVP candidates left. We have Alvin Kamara. We have Kyler Murray. We have Alvin Kamara, Kyler Murray, Dalvin Cook, and Russell Wilson. And if there's an Aaron Donald, I'll say. Is there anybody else that you guys think could jump up into that and become an MVP candidate? And out of those, who do you think will win the MVP this year?
Well, you haven't said Pat Mahomes, and that's because he had a bye week, so people forgot they exist. But once he like throws a pass, they'll be like, "Oh, he's the greatest quarterback to ever do it." I mean, I think Josh Allen, he kind of got in a lull in the Arizona game, but he did successfully come back and lead him on the game-winning drive.
His wide receivers were crazy.
Yeah, I know. If it wasn't for the crazy Kyler Murray play, the Bills win the game, and then, you know, they're 8-1, 8-2. I'm probably going to have to pick Kyler, honestly, because he's done some crazy stuff, and there's a lot of recency bias with the Hail Mary play going on in my head right now. So I would pick Kyler as the front runner.
Yeah, the only other person I would add to that list would have been Patrick Mahomes. I would pick Kamara right now. And the reason I pick Kamara is the big thing with quarterbacks winning the MVP, a lot of it is stats, but a lot of it are wins, too. Kyler and the Cardinals have lost some bad games.
Yeah, they're still 6-3, though.
He lost to Detroit and Carolina back-to-back weeks.
Bounce back and beat the Bills.
Okay, but also, Cliff Kingsbury might be one of the worst coaches in the league.
Offensively.
They're fine, but it's mainly Kyler Murray doing dumb stuff.
Yeah. No, I know.
I think they'll drop a couple more in the fray when they're playing a little bit.
They'll have to play the Rams.
Or in conference. And I think Kamara is going to be the offense for the Saints going forward. All he has to do is still put up numbers. They don't look at a running back how many games. So as long as he is the offense and the quarterbacks are still kind of meh, they might as well just do it.
I would like
to see Aaron Donald win it. That would be hilarious because he's a great player. The defensive lineman winning the MVP is wild.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't do it because
that Rams line is very, very...
The Rams defense is legit.
Yeah, they're really good. And people were, like, they kept understating how good they were at the beginning of the season. Now I think they're finally getting their credit. All right, let's move into some game picks. It's time. We're going to tell you who's going to win. This is a sure thing. Single week, we get every single one, right?
I don't think we've missed one.
I think we're perfect.
Nick Mullins.
That was a good call by us. You're welcome. All right. In the Thursday night game, we have the Cardinals, who are going to be playing Seattle in Seattle.
I think it'll be a good game, but Dave said, Seattle's got the worst defense, and Kyler Murray's a fast boy. I think the Cardinals win.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals as well, and I will, as a Russell Wilson fantasy owner, continue to feel bad for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Cardinals, too. That defense is just too bad, and they're going to be 1-5 in their last five games, or one in four in their last five games if they lose this upcoming one.
Yeah.
So they are in a free fall. And Russ deserves better. After that, we have the perfect 9-0 Steelers, who are going to be traveling to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars.
I will take Steelers in this game. I don't think it'll be as close as the Packers game, though.
A lot of fan noise in Jacksonville.
There's some rowdy fellas.
It gets noisy.
But I'll also take the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't think there's much fanfare there. I think Steelers moved to 10-0, and they set themselves up for that Thanksgiving matchup with the Ravens, and I think that's their last legitimate chance of losing until they rest people. Up next in teams, we have the Lions, who are going to be going to the Panthers.
Is Teddy good to go? MRI was good news, but is he good to play?
I have no idea. No
CMC.
I'm not willing to give injury reports.
Cool. So... No CMC, but I don't know about Teddy Tugla, so I will take the Lions.
I don't think Teddy's going to play, and I think we're going to give the reins to XFL legend.
Yes!
PJ Walker, and he's going to win the game convincingly. Yeah. The Lions.
In his like one half in the NFL, he played pretty good.
He's got a strong arm, and he's pretty quick.
and he played in the XFL, which means he has no standards. He can play with bad wide receivers, even though y'all and you guys have pretty good pieces. Give me the Panthers. I think Matt Patricia won the one game that he needed to save his job, as he always does, and I think
they have
4 wins.
4 wins?
Yeah.
They've got a great culture. Matt Patricia's a culture guy.
They have
Matt Stafford. They have Matt Stafford.
They have Matt Stafford, and
who likes to come back in fourth quarters. That's it.
I can't imagine how much everybody in Detroit hates Matt Patricia.
I can.
It's probably a lot, isn't it?
Do you think they hate him more than he hates him?
I think he probably hates himself a good amount.
I mean, look at him.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Matt Patricia.
Have you watched him on draft night? He looks so sad.
He looks unfortunate.
Free Matt Stafford.
Free Matt Stafford. Oh, man. Matt Stafford doesn't want to win.
I think he wants to win so badly.
I think he wants to win, and his coach is like, stop it. Okay. Let me be
fine. What if we never run the football a single time?
Right.
DeAndre Swift looking pretty good.
Yeah, they should give it to him.
They'll run him 6 times next game because that's how the Lions have been playing.
Go Lions. After that, we had the Patriots, who pulled out all the stops in that monsoon game against the Ravens last week. We were able to pull off the upset, even though we predicted that here. Didn't we all say that?
What?
Yeah, we all said that, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
It was kind of like glitchy when we recorded it. So
yeah,
it might
I mean,
not,
we did say that we wanted
right.
to see Lamar throw a touchdown pass to a receiver, and he did it twice. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, that basically counts as a win right there.
I think we
might as well count it.
That's it.
So we have the Patriots, who are going to the Texans, who are tanking without draft picks.
Yep. And, I mean, the Patriots figured it out. They're just going to run the football a bunch, and the Texans stink. So I think the Patriots win.
The Patriots win, but nobody has a good time participating or watching this football game.
Nobody will score more than 20 points in this game.
This will be a Patriots win, and we will all be the worst because of it.
No one, don't watch it.
You are not going to come out of this game saying, wow, that was a real good time. I really enjoyed that. It was fun for the whole family.
Don't tune in unless you want to see some weird field goals.
Okay, so after that, we have the somehow 6-3 Titans, who got rocked last week against the Ravens, who are also coming off a disappointing loss.
I don't know. As weeks keep going on, I lose more and more faith in the Ravens. I don't know what's going on with them. I'm going to pick the Titans here.
Yeah, I'm going to tighten up as well. I mean, the Patriots just ran the football, and the Titans are much better at just running the football than the Patriots.
Yeah. I think if there's any game for a Lamar Popoff game to right the ship, it would be this week. But I feel like they're getting worse and worse as the season goes on.
And if they lose this, they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess you're. I mean, there are so many 6-3 AFC teams. I mean, I don't really trust the Browns, but the Vegas and who's the other one
Miami,
that's right there? Miami. Oh, I
the
love
Colts.
The Dolphins. Yeah, I think they are out if they lose this game, or not out, but
they're out of the current,
out of the picture.
They,
yeah.
They have a wild card spot at the moment.
Give me the Titans. Tighten up. I really think it's going to be... Oh, I think that has a chance to be high-scoring, fun little shootout there. After that, we have... Ooh, this is going to be a real fun one. We have Carson Wentz in his goodbye season to the Philadelphia Eagles, who is going to the Cleveland Browns.
I'm sure the weather will be crappy, so it'll just be a game of who can run the ball better, so I think the Browns win this game.
Yeah, I agree. The Eagles don't understand how to run the football. I don't think Miles Sanders has ever had 20 carries in a football game.
Yeah, he's never had more
than, career.
I think 18 is the highest he's gone.
And he's averaging like 5-point-something yards per carry. Mm-hmm. They're a bad team, and they're going to get treated like a bad team.
The old Browns would lose to a bad team. But these Browns, they'll at least beat a bad team.
Kevin Stefanski is a good coach, but I just physically processed the thought that the Giants are going to win the division with 5 wins.
I don't think they need 5.
They might do
it.
We will celebrate.
We will toast to Daniel Jones.
I mean, I'm gonna go with the Browns. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. I think that's all you need to win this game. I don't think Baker. Kevin Stefanski did it with Kirk Cousins. They basically took him out of the game plan for a season. They had a great year, and I think the same thing's happening with the Browns. I feel disgusting saying this.
They could win this game and Baker Mayfield doesn't have to throw a pass.
Yeah. It feels gross. I feel gross right now.
I would love to see a Browns game where Baker Mayfield doesn't even attempt a pass. He has a zero passer rating with zero attempts. Oh, and they just hand the ball off 40 times to each kid.
Even better, they direct snap it to the running back, and Baker's like 11 yards further than them, just hanging out.
He's just there to get the bad snap.
He's doing the Dougie dance he does all the time.
Yeah, he's dancing and getting the crowd involved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, give me the Browns, but I'm going to mark that one down as gross. Okay, after that, we have the divisional matchup of the Falcons traveling to New Orleans to play the Saints.
This is tough because they don't have Drew Brees, and the Saints are different without Drew Brees. I know you're a Jameis guy. The Falcons' defense, it hasn't gotten better. I mean, they're coming off a bye week. I think I'll still pick the Saints here.
I'm going to take the Falcons. When Drew Brees got hurt last year and they put in Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy just dink and dunked his way to getting those wins. And I think that'll be the game plan for famous Jameis Winston.
Have you met Jameis Winston before?
He's a little wild. He's going to try to uncork a couple passes he shouldn't. And I think the Falcons win a close one.
Oh, I think this is... Do you guys remember? I think it was the first game of the season a few years ago where it was the Saints versus the Buccaneers. And Jameis threw for like 500 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 picks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be another one like this. He's just going to go stupid on him. He's going to go crazy. We have had too long with no Jameis Winston.
It's true.
And I think he's going to try to fit a full season worth of Jameis Winston moments in a few weeks.
Have you seen his pregame warm-up video?
No, I don't think I have.
Someone filmed, you know how they made fun of Dak for doing that weird hip thing?
Yeah.
Jameis is so much worse. It's so much funnier. I got to find the clip. Show you guys, but it's hilarious. He looks so funny doing anything.
I think
he's still in the NFC South.
Give me the Saints with a Jameis Winston 500-yard, 6 touchdown, 7 pick game.
7 picks.
It's gonna be like one of those infographics where it's like, well, they've never punted today.
Yeah. No punts. Will keeps the leg on ice.
Oh, I'm so happy. This is what I've been waiting for months.
We get a week without Nick Mullins.
I know, so I have something else to replace my happiness.
That's right.
Okay, after that we have the Bengals who are traveling to play the sports team. Go sports team!
I think this is probably going to be a close game. I think I'm going to go against my normal beliefs and say the Bengals win this game.
Oh, Joe Burrow wants to win this game.
He wants to win this game. So I'm going to go with the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Bengals as well, but I don't know if it's going to be because he wants to win. I'm going to just say Washington is not good at winning, and it's just going to happen upon the Bengals.
Yeah, I think... I mean, the sports team are supposed to have this great pass defense, because statistically, it says they are, but they kind of got lit up by Matt Stafford last week when he was COVID and concussion.
They just have a good front four. They have a good front seven. They can't.
Well, I love some Joe Burrow. I'm going. Yeah, give me Joe Burrow. Give me the vampire. He's 26 years old, and he is trying to. He's like 30.
It's almost 45.
I think he's
older than Tom.
Has he talked about retirement yet?
I don't think so.
Is that
he's
like
already,
next year?
Yeah, he's calling himself.
The Bengals are pressuring him.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, give me the Bengals in another weird one. Okay, after that we have the winless Jets who are traveling to face the fighting Justin Herberts.
Yeah, I think Justin Herbert's gonna look good this game. I think he's finally gonna get a win. I don't think the Chargers can possibly out-charger the Jets. The Jets even lost on their bye week. I don't know if you saw that. They got blown out.
The first team to do so.
The bye week beat them by 30 points. Like, it was crazy.
That's just having a good tank. That's just knowing what you're trying to do. Yeah, I'll take Herbert as well. I think this is a good get right game for the Chargers and the Jets. They can be really excited until Trevor Lawrence says he will not put on the green.
Jets up. Give me. No, just kidding.
If the Jets win, Anthony Lynn loses his job this season.
Give me.
Anthony Lynn loses his job regardless. Yeah. If the Jets win, they should do it tonight.
Yeah, give me the Chargers. I think that they're just. It's going to be too much Herbert, too much pubescent energy who's coming out of his body.
Keenan Allen and Mike Williams just running outside, catching balls.
Yeah, I think that'll be a very fun one if you are a fan.
Get Eckler back.
Oh, yeah. If you're a fan of Justin Herbert, I'd say that'd be a great game to watch. Okay, so after that, we have the surging Dolphins who are going to the limping Broncos.
Broncos got exposed this weekend, and the Miami's on a roll. They're hot. They're gonna run over them. Give me Miami.
There will be no dancing in Denver. Dolphins will win pretty handily.
Well, why is there no dancing in Denver? Because Vegas took it.
They did.
Have they adopted the dance?
I don't know. He threw four
picks. I'd like to see Gruden get down a little bit.
He does it in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Post-game.
I want to see it after a big touchdown. I don't think Derek Carr is a dancer.
We're not doing any dancing right now because we got the Chiefs this week, so.
Give me the Dolphins all the way to the AFC Championship game. They're surging. I love the way that team looks. They're so well coached. They tanked right. They got their coach behind them. I love this Dolphins team. Give me them.
You don't have them losing until the AFC Championship game?
I mean, I'm sure they'll lose at some point.
Okay.
I don't see them going 13-3.
Raiders and Bills.
Yeah, I don't see them go. I think that they're going to win the division though. I really do.
Beat the Bills?
I think that they're going to beat out the Bills. I think the Bills are going
to
be a wild card
team.
Yeah,
but the Bills already went to Miami. They got to go to Buffalo.
Yeah, they got to go to Buffalo.
But that's another podcast.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
It's a little teaser for you guys.
I can't let all my stuff out right now.
Yeah, give me the Dolphins. I love the way that team looks. As Scott Hansen would say, that kicker's hot. After that, we have the Dallas Cowboys who are going to be playing the surging Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I think the Vikings get another win here. I think they ride Dalvin Cook the victory.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys too, but I do expect a semi.
You're taking the Cowboys?
Taking the Cowboys?
Or not the Cowboys, the Vikings.
Okay, Vikings. Good save.
Yeah. Vikings, but Garrett Gilbert shows that he's like semi-competent at playing quarterback.
Well, Andy's practicing.
Is Gilbert Godfrey playing again?
I don't know if Gilbert's playing.
I imagine
playing
they'll give him another week.
I don't know if they're going to let Yago have another shot.
What's the point of playing Andy in yet?
I guess.
I don't know, just to have a name.
I have two XFL quarterbacks in.
Why not put them all in?
Well, just three quarterbacks. Put Ben DiNucci at the running back.
Just run wishbone with three quarterbacks. They don't know who's getting it.
Dallas, I think this is the time to experiment. Yeah. You're not going to win. Dalvin's probably going to put 200 rushing yards on you. Just have a good time. Have fun.
I mean, they were
of
doing
the
that.
Dedicated to fun.
They did that. They did that trick play on the punt where they threw it across the field. That was cool. I mean, just do more of that stuff.
They are
Mike
just going to go.
McCarthy looks like he likes to have fun.
They're going to go full NFL street for this game.
Yeah, backyard football this.
We're just here for
rugby,
a good time.
Rugby toss, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
I never want to see Zeke feed me more belly tattoo again.
You're not going to see it this season.
The whole offense will have fake ones for the game as a goof.
Oh, because that's just how wacky they are.
Let's make this season of fun.
Not about winning. They're going to be
about
fun.
Can't get worse for them. Let's just have a good time.
You know, Cowboys 2-7. They have a top three pick. Do you think they're going to draft a quarterback?
I don't. If they could get Lawrence, I'd just feel awful for Dak. But I don't know. Yeah.
It would
Dak
make
will
it,
have so many options too. Like he'll be fine.
Yeah. I'd say do
Dak
it.
Dak could go to like Indianapolis.
But I don't think quarterback's their problem.
No,
no.
Their line is hurt
team
and old.
Is the problem. Not having enough fun is their problem.
They need to have more. They need to start by having
they're
more fun.
They're not wacky enough.
They need to start by having more fun, but also I think their blocking and defensive line is an issue before quarterback.
Yeah, they need to shore up that defense. After that, we have what looks to be a good one. We have the Packers, who are going to the Colts.
I think this will be a good one. Phillip Rivers, I keep saying he's going to fall off. He keeps playing well. But I think Aaron Rodgers will pull this game out. He played like kind of sloppy, but he still threw for like 300 yards and won the game. So I'm gonna take the Packers.
I'm gonna take the Colts.
Ooh.
If there's a player that has fun, it's Phillip Rivers. Even though I'm sure they've
he has 11 kids. He knows how to have
starting quarterback next year. I think the Colts continue to show like, oh man, what if we had a good quarterback? And I think they'll win this game to really cement the we just need one quarterback.
Yeah, I think the Packers are worse than the record, much like last year. I also think Indianapolis is going to win this game. You know, Matt LaFleur is really good at winning regular season games, and I don't trust them more than that. I don't think that they are a true NFC contender. I'm meh about the Packers this year. I think that they're really good in a pretty bad division. After that, we have the Sunday nighter of the Chiefs, who are traveling to the Raiders. Raiders have already knocked off the Chiefs, giving them their only loss so far this season.
You guys go first.
Dave, kick it off.
Andy Reid off of bye week. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I'm going to take the Chiefs too, but I'm ready for Eric to pop off on us real quick.
All right, listen. Vegas, listen to me. We are rolling right now. We've won our last three convincingly. We just beat the brakes off the Broncos. We've already beaten the Chiefs. We know how to beat the Chiefs. We run the football. Both of our running backs had 2 touchdowns last game. Both of our running backs carried the ball for like 5 yards a carry last game. The Chiefs are coming to our house on Sunday night. Let's win.
All right. We're going to take that as a Vegas one. So we'll definitely see how that one goes. Should be a very fun one. And then in the Monday nighter to cap off the week, we have the Rams, who are going to Tampa Bay and playing the Buccaneers.
This will be a good game. It's a McVay versus Tom game, which is always high scoring. I think I'm going to go with Tampa.
I'm going to take the Rams in their defense. Tom has had some trouble once he's able to get hit a couple of times. I think he's going to get hit a couple of times. And then after the game, Bruce Arians will again blame Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Rams victory. I think that they're going to be able to get pressure onto Tom Brady, which has been a killer for him this season. And I see Aaron Donald moving up that MVP standings.
If the Rams win this game, are they the best team in the NFC?
I don't know. The NFC is weird.
The NFC, the top 3 teams are in the same division.
Yeah.
Giants, Washington.
Yeah, that's right. Philly. I mean, you got the Cardinals. The AFC is stacked right now.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I think the only team with 5 wins in the entire NFL is the Bears. Everyone else is either under that or 6 wins, which is just how statistics work. So,
also, the Bears are 0-4 in their last 4 games, but they are going against a bye week this week and a real tough one. I think that's going to be a close one.
Yeah, bye week. Bye week's
coming off the Jets.
You got Tyler Bray. Bye week just beat the Jets. I mean,
Yeah, I think I don't even know what to expect. The Rams are it depends on Jared Goff, really, and what they have a 3-headed monster at running back and how consistent that's going to be. When you have Jared Goff as your quarterback, I don't know how high your ceiling is. I guess it's losing in the Super Bowl, and we've already seen it.
Yeah.
But
some pretty nice play-action pass, though.
Oh, he loves those play-actions. But Tampa Bay has a good defense that's going to be able to showing that up. But give me the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be able to do it. All right, fellas. Anything you want to shout out before the end of this episode? I've got a whole week to think about it.
Yes. Guys, the news is kind of dying right now. You need to pick up a newspaper. I recommend the JMU Breeze.
Really? You do?
Yes.
Wow.
You should totally pick up the JMU Breeze and get to know what's going on campus.
Wow, Dave.
I was going to say the joy of reading. taken from me.
You can also shout out the joy of reading.
I'll stick with joy of reading. I mean, too often are we just, you know, going through our day, not really putting ourselves in other positions to better ourselves. And I think reading, you know, whether for fun or, you know, understand what's going on in the world is beneficial to everybody, I would consider doing that.
And what do you typically read, Dave, to, like, inform yourself, would you say?
Campus newspapers, mostly.
Yeah, campus newspapers. Pick up your campus newspapers.
Do you... What type of campus newspapers do you guys get at Virginia Tech? Would you say that they're at, like, a high level of quality?
Given, you know, how I can't go to campus, I wouldn't really know. But, I mean, the way you guys talk about the JMU one, it definitely seems like... you guys have a good one going on.
I want to shout out educating yourself on current events.
Logan, how do I educate myself on current events?
As a JMU student, me personally, yes. And I know, Eric, you are also a JMU student. There is one resource above else that I go to.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Breeze's Twitter account. Ooh, and a couple of characters less than a full newspaper, they keep you up to date on a daily basis.
Right.
That's the end of the podcast, everyone. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter at Sandy Blows Fish. It was a joy, as always, talking to you, and we will see you next week.